Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. This is Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and it's 1 p.m. on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So the season's not where we want it to be, but Washington comes home, and there's nothing like some home cooking. And they have an opportunity to make not one, but two statement wins. And I do agree with Michael Phillips and what he's saying, that if you can get back to 5-6 by the bye week, there's everything still to play for. And yes, it will probably take 10 wins to make the postseason, but at 5-6, you could absolutely get to 10-7. I mean, everything's still left to play for if you get back to 5-6 because the division games at the end of the season. And it's more than that. Like, I had a caller on Saturday make a great point that, like, yeah, this Kansas City game would be nice to win, to get back to winning and end the losing streak. But next week's way more important, and the week after that, because those are the NFC games. Those are the conference games. And when you're talking about a wild card spot, that's the difference maker right there. You have to win your conference games. Next two games are conference games against the Seahawks and the Detroit Lions. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Give us your thoughts on this season. You're not going to hear me come on here and say Jaden Daniels is injury prone. But man, would I love for him to return this weekend. Jaden Daniels has now suffered three injuries in his NFL career. And if you're paying attention, they all have something in common. He had the rib injury, he had the knee injury, and the latest, the hamstring injury. You'll notice, we never got an official word on any of these injuries. The ribs, we had no idea the extent of the injury. Left in the dark until a video came out where Jaden told Saquon Barkley, while they were playing Madden, that he threw the Hail Mary playing through two broken ribs. The knee injury, they were silent. They said he's day-to-day. What kind of BS was that day-to-day? I was in Green Bay. Michael and I saw his knee in that locker room. It was swollen the size of a basketball. Looked like the biggest block of ice on his knee I'd ever seen. Day-to-day became a three-week injury. He got injured on 9/11, and he returned October 5th in LA. And we really don't know where the knee is at right now. We have no idea. Jaden's been saying he was good to play since basically November 10th, right? I mean, he wanted to come, or September 10th, he wanted to come back for that next game. So, we really don't know where the knee is at. We know that it never fully recovered or the doctors never fully medically cleared him to play without a brace. He was out there in a brace. He played well. And we got a win in LA. Then I thought he played decent the next week. And then in the Cowboys game, with the brace, he got injured again. And in my mind, playing with the brace kind of led to the following injury because he was favoring the other leg. He was putting too much pressure on it, and that's what you do when you're injuring on one leg. And he ended up tweaking the other hamstring. So now he has, in his NFL career, a rib injury, a knee injury that isn't fully 100% back to normal, and a tweak on his hamstring on the other leg that either hurt running or the way he fell on the sack on the fumble. And that was 10 days ago. So that was October 19th. The team certainly is in desperation mode, desperate for him to return. But you can't rush him back out of desperation. You have to let him work his way back to normal. I am up here telling you I would kill for that to be this weekend. There's nothing I would love more. But I have my doubts. I have my doubts that he's not 100%. And if we lose without him, every game we lose, it becomes more and more of a sticky situation where is it worth it to bring him back? And if you bring him back, can you even keep him healthy? I know I would love to get him a ton of reps this season, even if we don't win. Even if the wins don't come with his playing time. Because he's our franchise quarterback. He's our leader of the future. And every rep, every game, every snap is important for his development. You cannot just rely on using the VR and out there on the practice field. So, I want him to play. I just don't want him to get injured, right? And so, with rehab again would just set back his development because this is the way the season has played out, right? He was healthy at the end of last season. He started this season. Week two, he got hurt. All right, he's got to rehab for 3 weeks, right? Then he came back, and now he's got hurt. He's got to rehab again. And this rehab is just hurting his development. He needs to keep playing. He needs to be able to string together 3, 4, 5 games in a row without an injury and get the timing right. Because he's been in and out of the lineup with these injuries, and it's just completely derailed his sophomore season and our team season, and it's hurt his ability to improve as a quarterback. Here's what Stephen A. Smith said. What do you do with Jaden Daniels? Quote, since you know that the prospects of you getting into the postseason are slim to none, you preserve the future, your future. You protect the franchise. You might have to start thinking like that soon. I'm not talking about right now. We're only 8 games in. You might have to think about that at some point because he's slight of frame. You don't have the personnel to protect him. He is the face of the franchise. He's the future of the franchise. You want to protect him at all costs. You might have to think about that if you continue to nosedive. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I just disagree with Stephen A. Smith that we could be eliminated. We could keep losing and get all the way to 3-10. And if Jaden Daniels is healthy, I still want him to play. I'm not punting this season and Jaden Daniels' development just because the postseason can't happen. His development was the most important thing for this season. It will continue to be the most important thing for this franchise. Jaden Daniels is everything for Washington. And I have not lost any faith in him because maybe he suffered a sophomore slump with his individual performances. And as a team, we've slumped this season. But I think injuries play a big part in that and the opponents that we've played this season. Because Jaden Daniels looked really good against the LA Chargers in the second half. And he looked really good for a half against the New York Giants. He hasn't been able to maybe put it together for a full 4 quarters, but neither has this team yet this season. So, the reason I brought this up is because, Jeremy, I'm pretty confident these conversations are going to happen on this radio station, on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, on the Team 980, on TV, on national NFL networks. As the Commanders continue to lose, you're going to hear the conversation about shutting him down. I'm not for that because his development is still the most important thing, and you cannot develop from the sidelines. He's got to play in these games.
I don't see a world where he gets shut down, period. He's just too important, like you're saying.
And he's too competitive.
Right.
That's going to be a part of this as well. Yeah, Dan Quinn had trouble telling him he wasn't going to play in a week three game against the Raiders. What are you going to tell him, you know, against the Eagles when they're fighting for a playoff spot, or against the Cowboys again? He still has not had a win of his own against the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to want to play on Christmas no matter what our record is.
And I mean, even if you take a step back from there, he is the driver of ticket sales, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The front office, the money makers, they're not going to want to shut him down just because. He's going to play. He's going to get butts in the seats. And honestly, I think I'd be surprised if he doesn't play this week.
Oh, I like you saying that. Dan Quinn has not spoken to the media today. Cliff and Joe Witt did before practice. We'll play you a little of those clips later on in the show today. But earlier in the week, it was yesterday, I actually listened to the whole 10-minute press conference because I was locked in to hear what Dan Quinn had to say. Some very interesting things. Maybe we can dive into it a little bit later. But he did say they have a plan for Jaden Daniels to practice this week, which did give me a little optimism that he could return. And then, I mean, there was just so many different things that went into that. But I think he kept saying, we did not make the most of our opportunities. And that's what I felt like watching that game. And in the loss to the Chiefs, McLaurin said, quote, it was a tale of two halves. The question is, can Washington work their ass off this week to put together two quarters into two halves? Four full quarters on Sunday. There are some positives to take away from that defeat. As much as it looked ugly at the end of the day, 28-7, there was some good news. There were some good things that I saw, and there were some good things.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The coaches are going to see on tape, and they'll watch those with the players. But now it's about putting it all together and building off of that solid first half that you had against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for VCU basketball, and the season begins on Monday. Yeah, that's right. The season begins on Monday, and we've got an extra special reason for you to keep listening to AWOD Radio. What's up, guys? It's AWOD, and of course, I am a diehard fan of VCU men's basketball, and you can hear me pregame and halftime. And the Red Door guys are proud to support AWOD Radio and VCU basketball. Well, they're bringing out their black and gold uniforms and giving away 4 tickets to the VCU basketball season opener on November 3rd. You just got to listen to AWOD Radio. As proud VCU alums and diehard Rams supporters, Brian and Greg at the Red Door Guys want you to experience the excitement of VCU basketball for yourself. Be listening to AWOD Radio this Friday afternoon. The Red Door Guys will give you a chance to win those tickets, 4 tickets to VCU basketball, the home opener against Wagner, November 3rd. If you want to win those tickets, just keep listening to AWOD Radio. And remember, if you need to sell your house fast in the Richmond area, call the Red Door Guys. And for every property they buy, they donate $500 to the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. We'll talk college football with Bill Roth coming up next on the Cowan Gates Hokies Update. But it's time to go around the NFL with NFL Hits. All right, Jay Money. Let's set them up and knock them down. Thursday night football. Dolphins Ravens. The records combined 4-11. But you know what? For me, that's a 3-star game because it's the return of the MVP, Lamar Jackson. The return of Lamar gets me so fired up. 3-star game. Thursday night football. Heck, the Dolphins have not been terrible in these prime time situations here. Like, they have shown up a few times. They're coming off of a big win over the Falcons, 34-10. They were in primetime a few weeks ago, and I didn't think they looked awful, right? Remember, they lost to the Bills, but McDaniel kind of saved his job by being in it on Thursday night football. So I think it should be a really good contest. Thursday night, Amazon Prime to kick off week 9. Let's get to the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday. Bears-Bengals. Jay Money, I don't know about you, but that just feels like a 1-star game. Joe Flacco is fun to watch. The Bears are not that exciting. I mean, there's still a lot to play for both those teams. Bengals can make a noise in their division, and the Bears could certainly be in a wild card conversation with another win, but it just doesn't get me that excited. Vikings-Lions, 1-star game. I don't know why the Vikings have done it like this offseason. So they had Sam Howell. They traded him and brought in Carson Wentz, who was awful and threw, I think, 5 interceptions in 4 games and is now done for the season with a shoulder injury. He had surgery. And so they have signed somebody off of the streets, basically. I'm not excited to watch. What is his name? Wofford?
Yeah, I mean, John Wolford.
John Wolford. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
I think they've got J.J. McCarthy back for this one, though.
Lions by a million.
Yeah.
That's not a fun game. Panthers-Packers, though, that's actually a decent contest because I didn't realize the Panthers are back up to 500. They're 4-4 on the season now. They have 1-3 on the road, and the Pack have yet to lose at home. They are 5-1-1. I'm going to take the Packers, but I do not like that 13.5-point spread. That's just a 1-star game for me. 1-star again, Chargers-Titans. I mean, that's actually threatening to be the dud game of the week as well. Falcons-Patriots, that's intriguing. I wonder, the Falcons kind of seem like their season's spiraling out of control right now. And I think Raheem Morris does belong on the hot seat. I put him on our Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Coach's hot seat last week after the loss to the 49ers. Now you lose again, and it was to the Dolphins. I mean, what has Raheem Morris done good for that Atlanta team? He's supposed to be a defensive-minded coach. The defense is not really working. Offensively, it doesn't seem like Michael Penix has taken that many strides forward. They played Kirk Cousins last game, and it was a typical Kirk Cousins type performance, right? I mean, he gets all of his yards in garbage time. 173 yards, just awful by a starting quarterback. So I don't think it's getting anywhere, getting better anytime soon for Atlanta. And the Patriots are rolling. I'm still hesitant to reward them a playoff spot, even at 6-2.
I agree. The schedule's just too easy, but this also seems like everything is lining up for another one of those random, the Falcons are good at football again moments.
Yeah. I will say, the Patriots are this season's Washington Commanders, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did they win, 4 games last year? They're doing our bit with a rookie quarterback, basically, because Drake May didn't play all of last season. 49ers, Giants, that's just a one-star game for me. Man, this slate's not great. Colts, Steelers, 3 stars. There we go. That's what I needed. Colts have been unbelievable this year, but I still don't believe in Daniel Jones. I believe in Jonathan Taylor, who's been the NFL leader in carries, yards, and touchdowns. Tyler Warren, one of the best young tight ends in football. Local kid here, been rooting for him. But I've been supporting Aaron Rodgers this year because I got into a fight with Stubb in the offseason, who just didn't believe that Mike Tomlin would finish above 500. Are you crazy? That's what he does every year. Steelers are going to be a playoff team. They might lose in the first round like they did with Russell Wilson, but they're a playoff team. That organization is just so good. They've got problems right now that I think eventually they will clean up. So I actually have said all week long, I am picking the Steelers to win this game here. At home, that place will be rocking, and Daniel Jones on the road is not the same as Daniel Jones at home. And if there's anything the Steelers can do, they can swallow up running backs. Like they handle Derrick Henry every year. They handle running quarterbacks well. Daniel Jones can run as quarterback. So I'm locking it Steelers to win. That is my upset pick of the week. Broncos, Texans. I mean, are the Texans turning their season around here or not?
I think these two teams are in a really similar spot. The only difference is that the Broncos have an offensive line, and the Texans don't. I think they're turning it around, but it all depends on the pass rush of the other team.
Yeah.
The Broncos' pass rush is really good, too.
Yeah, and they're good in the back end, even without Sertan. And on offense, they can certainly run the football. And that's why I'm going to pick the Broncos to win this game. Texans have just struggled at running the rock. Jaguars against the Raiders. Just an awful game. I know the record for the Jaguars is pretty good, but I'm not interested in seeing them go to Vegas. Saints-Rams. If you haven't burned the Rams in Survivor, now would be the time to do so.
That's my pick.
Yeah, and then Chiefs-Bills, your Sunday night game, is lining up to be the game of the week and maybe the game of the season. Just always, you know, since we've gotten Patrick Mahomes against Josh Allen, it's been must-watch television. And so that is your 4:25 game on CBS, because Washington is your late game on Sunday, taking on the Seahawks. Still a 3-star game for me. And then Monday Night Football, Cardinals-Cowboys, probably just a 1-star there. I really don't know what to make of the Cardinals once again, and I do think that I'm right to have their head coach, Jonathan Gannon, on the hot seat. But, you know, when you look at what Dallas has done this season, it's very interesting because it feels like when they're high, something hits them and they fall back down to earth, right? Like, they had this incredible win against the Giants where everybody thought they were going to lose. When Russell Wilson scored to Malik Nabers, there were like 25 seconds left, and Dak gets them into field goal range. They tie it. They win it in overtime 40-37. Then they have a stinker against the Bears. All right. They tie the Packers. They get their momentum back with a big win over the Jets. Then they have that stinker against the Panthers. They get their momentum against Washington. They have a stinker against the Broncos. I think they get their momentum back here against the Cardinals. Maybe they beat the Raiders. And then they run into Philly. And they fall back down to earth, because that's just what seems to be happening every other week for the Dallas Cowboys.
Kyler Murray's never lost in AT&T Stadium, 9-0.
Really?
9-0.
Does that include a college performance as well, maybe?
And high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at Kyler. Look at Jay Money with the stat. Might have to put some money on the Cardinals then in that one. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, the hardest position in sports, maybe the hardest job on the planet, with 400-pound men coming after you to break your legs and bust up your face every single snap.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, QBIQ at 145. Preston Willett for UVA football at 230. We'll talk Hokies with Bill Roth next on The Fan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got me?
Yep, I got
hello,
you.
Hello, hello. There we go.
Welcome back. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. When you hear Enter Sandman, it's time for the Hokies here on Richmond's home for the Hokies, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We check in with the play-by-play voice of the Hokies for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. It's Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man, good to talk with you today. How are things in Richmond on a Wednesday?
We're doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Finishing up my Louisville prep for Saturday's game. Hokies are feeling good after their win over Cal. Man, there's a lot happening. Men's and women's hoop starts next week. The head coaching search continues. I know our fans are all abuzz about that. And then our team played so well against Cal last Friday night. And now you've got a top 20 team coming to Lane Stadium on Saturday afternoon, a team that's never won in Blacksburg. So it should be a lot of fun.
Bill, we're having a little bit of trouble with this connection here. You're going in and out. So let's see if we can run that back and connect with you again. Jeremy, you can pot him down for a second. We'll try to connect with Bill Roth in a second here. I want to make sure that those in Richmond can hear his lovely voice loud and clear as the Hokies will be at Lane Stadium Saturday at 3 p.m.
You're just a little quiet.
Taking on
we're hearing
Louisville.
You just quiet.
Number 16, Louisville, comes to Blacksburg, Virginia for this matchup here. Hokies sitting at 2-2 in the ACC. Let's check in with Bill Roth again on the Cowan Gates Hokies
should
update.
Be good.
Bill,
all
what's
right.
up?
Is that any better?
It is. It is. Good to hear from you.
I was saying, you know, our fans are excited about the way the team played. Our fans are excited about the coaching search and the start of basketball season here in the next week. So a lot happening, and a top 20 team coming to Lane Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's what I'm excited for with this matchup, and we know how great the home crowd is at Lane Stadium.
Yeah, the problem is that Louisville's got one of the best QBs they've had in a long time in Miller Moss, and they've got maybe the best running back they've had, I don't know, in 25 years, maybe more, and that's Isaac Brown. They're both terrific players. you know, Jeff Brohm has done such a great job. He's from Louisville. He is an accomplished, well, he was born there. In essence, his whole family went to Louisville. And, you know, they got Miller Moss from USC. A year ago, he was the starting quarterback for the USC Trojans. And he's a really good thrower. And offensively, gosh, Brown, he had 205 yards last week. Just a great tailback. And they're great against the run defensively. And the Hokies are coming off a game in which they ran for over 350 yards against Cal. So both teams are going to want to run the pound the ball. Drones is coming off a 5-TD game against Cal. So both teams have a lot of confidence right now. You know, Louisville's only lost the one game to UVA. And, you know, no one's talking about Louisville in the playoff picture. It kind of reminds me of a year ago when everyone was talking about which two ACC teams would make the college football playoff. And then at the end of the day, three made it. And I think, you know, we want to beat Louisville. The ACC wants Louisville to win this game Saturday. Because the Cardinals have a chance to have a really good chance to have a nice season here.
Yeah, I mean, Hokies can certainly play spoiler. I think Louisville should be in the conversation because I do think that some of these teams at the top could certainly run into some trouble. I mean, Virginia Tech could ruin Louisville's season, Miami's season, and Virginia's season.
Well, you know, clearly Georgia Tech's got a great shot. They're going to probably be favored in every game other than the Georgia game in week 12. They're 8-0. They've got a tremendous quarterback. Everyone knows about Georgia Tech. Miami has the one loss to Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville's got the one loss to UVA. And so we'll see how it plays out. Miami is really interesting because talent-wise, you got to love them, but we've been saying that forever. And, you know, if the season ended today, they would not be in the ACC championship game again. And, it kind of makes you shake your head. The money they've invested, the talent that they have, but they always seem to, this year it was Louisville, they always seem to have a game that they fumble the ball or throw interceptions. And that's the other thing Louisville does really well. Their defensive backs are great, man. I mean, Carson Beck had four interceptions in that game against Louisville. And some of them were not really poorly thrown balls, just the Louisville corners went up and got them away. They've got 12 interceptions on the year, 9 in the last four games. That's a lot of picks. So Drones has to be really careful on Saturday. But, you know, Hawkins and Stewart are both averaging about 8 yards a carry for the season. That's pretty impressive over an 8-game stretch.
Yeah.
And if the Hokies don't turn the ball over, they got a shot here. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, the line's over 10. But I do think that if the Hokies can play him even in the turnover battle, because that's such a big part of Louisville's game is creating turnovers, then they've got a shot. They really do. I think the Hokies have a better kicking game than the Cards, and they've got the home field.
Bill, I'd love for you to give a shout-out to some of the Hokies on the rise. Who are some of the freshmen or sophomores that have been impressing you?
Well, clearly, Knowledge Harrell and Noah Chambers and Brennan Johnson from down in Richmond and Sheldon Robinson, examples on defense that have looked really, really good. You know, over the last four games, going back to that NC State game, Chambers has made 19 tackles. He made his first start against Cal, and he played great. He had a sack against Cal. He had another QB hurry. He almost got that one. And Sheldon Robinson, he's got 12 tackles in the last couple of games. So those freshmen are playing well. And then, of course, the same thing on the offensive line. I mean, we got a bunch of young guys that are getting some pretty good experience. So I think those positions clearly stand out. And, you know, Takai Heath from Highland Springs,
yeah,
he had his best game on Friday against Cal. He had, four catches, a couple of touchdowns. Really good to see.
Yeah, and shout out to all the fans. I mean, that was wild in overtime.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because if you're not a Tech fan, you're probably rolling your eyes each week when I come on your show and talk about the Tech fans. I think that was one of the real stories again, and I think as other coaches look at our program, I mean, this is not a very good Virginia Tech football team, all things considered, and it's not, you know, they've not been playing great teams at home, yet Wofford comes in and you can't get a ticket. And these aren't like sellouts that you just say on paper it's sold out, but yet you look on the secondary market and there's 8,000 or 10,000 tickets there. Lane Stadium has been packed and loud, and the atmosphere that we have in Blacksburg is great. And I think that's right now one of our great strengths is this fan base. And you know, we talk about, you know, the fight song, win or lose, we'll greet you with a glad returning. The fans have been there every week, and they were really impactful, especially in overtime against Cal.
Bill, basketball begins on Monday. Hokies, yeah. Hoops,
Charleston Southern. Yeah, Monday night here on the Fan. You know, then, you know, Providence will be a big test up in Connecticut next weekend. Mike Young feels pretty good, but they did not play well against Duquesne. You know, the last 5 minutes, they played an exhibition game Sunday in Blacksburg, and they played really well the first 15 minutes of each half, but the last 5 minutes of each half, they turned the ball over a bunch. They had I think it was 9-point lead at the under four timeout at the first half, and it ended up tight at the break, and they had a 7-point lead at the 4-minute timeout in the game and lost. So that's a bit of a concern that, you know, that was a concern last year, getting stops, and they couldn't do it against Duquesne.
Bill, can you tell us a little bit about Elizabeth Kitley's new role?
She's coming back. You know, this is one of the, we could go in depth about this. You know, the WNBA, she'll end up back in that league, but right now she's rehabbing and she's going to come back to Blacksburg, and the money isn't there in that league. And it's just the marketplace. It's a market-driven thing for salaries. But she's going to come back to Blacksburg. She's going to do some broadcasting for us. She's going to be an assistant to the head coach. But she'll be playing basketball again, whether it's in our country, in the WNBA, or overseas somewhere.
Yeah, but this is pretty cool here to come back to a place she loves while she rehabs.
Oh, it's going to be great. She's going to be on our broadcast. I'm excited. I can assure you this, Awad. She is the best basketball player ever to be part of our broadcast crew. So I'll put that challenge out there. Tell the guys at VCU we're going to challenge them.
That sounds good.
One on one with anyone on their crew.
I mean, I saw George Mason on the schedule,
and I'm not playing. It's going to be Kitley. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Maybe a free throw shooting contest. Can Robbie Robinson shoot?
Oh yeah, Robbie's got game, man.
Does
well,
he?
Baseball was his game, but he's
that's what I
got
thought.
Basketball too.
Can he outshoot Kitley?
I don't think so. I don't think any of us can.
Me neither.
Yeah, especially if she can use that bank shot.
she's great. No, it's really good to have Liz back in town. You know, her parents, I don't know if everyone knows this, she's from North Carolina, but her parents bought a place in Blacksburg to come up to see her play, and they fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Liz went off to the WNBA. Mom and Dad moved to Blacksburg.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You talk about new Hokie fans, and we had our women's basketball coaches show last night up in Blacksburg at the over the football stadium at the University Club. We had 250 people. The culture of Virginia Tech women's basketball is it's not just football fans that are going crazy for the Hokies, man. Those women's basketball fans here in Blacksburg are great.
That's awesome. Bill, we'll hear you this weekend.
We'll be on there at 1 o'clock right here on The Fan, Saturday, Virginia Tech and Louisville. And I'm really impressed with what Montgomery's got going right now. And if the Hokies can make it two in a row, whew, that'll be fun, because then we have an open date and then head to Tallahassee, which back at the beginning of the year, you're wondering, can you win that game? And now, you see where I'm going with this? I mean, if the Hokies can get Louisville, this could be a very interesting second half of the season.
Be fun. Bill, thanks for the time.
See ya.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for VCU basketball. You can hear every game right here, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And when we talk VCU basketball here on The Fan, it is presented by the Red Door Guys. And I love the work that Brian and Greg do with the Red Door Guys. They are proud to support AWOD Radio and VCU basketball. And we are doing an awesome promotion for VCU basketball and the Red Door Guys. We're giving away tickets. Not one, not two, not three. Four tickets to the season opener, the home opener, November 3rd as the Rams take on Wagner. It's AWOD here. VC Ram fans, the Red Door guys are bringing out their black and gold uniforms, and they're giving away four tickets to the VC basketball season opener November 3rd. All you have to do is listen to AWOD Radio this Friday afternoon. Brian and Greg and the Red Door guys, and your chance to win those tickets. Let's go VCU. And remember, if you need to sell your house fast in the Richmond area, call the Red Door guys. And for every property they buy, they donate $500 to the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. I'm looking forward to the season getting started on Monday. We'll be on the call here with Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. You'll hear me pregame and halftime as well. But it's time to go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback with QB IQ.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be, and it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, "Hike." That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QB IQ.
All right, so we have to start with Jordan Love. And I really don't love Jordan Love, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, but I've been impressed with him this season. Now, he's been inconsistent at times because I think a lot of people thought the way the Packers started the season that they'd be considered the best team in football right now, right? They destroyed the Lions and then demolished the Commanders. Then fell back down to earth with a loss to the Browns and then a tie to the Cowboys. But Jordan Love's gotten them together, and the boys are back, and the Pack have won three straight, and their most latest victory, I thought he outdueled Aaron Rodgers in this one. 29 of 37, three touchdowns, 360 yards, no picks, no sacks, no fumbles, and a QB rating of 134.2. One of the best that we've seen this season, not even the best for that weekend, though, but we honor you, Jordan Love, on QB IQ.
Obviously, I had no idea where the ball even went. Was hoping it, you know, nothing bad happened. And Tuck just made a, saw the replay. Tuck made a great play. Obviously, to come back for the ball and then to get that yak, that's a big time play.
So Jordan Love and the Packers get the win over the Steelers, and they've got the Panthers coming up this weekend. Look, when you look at Jordan Love and the numbers, they're not eye-popping. He's ninth in yards, 1,798. He's 11th in touchdowns with 13. But his completion percentage has been above average. He's averaging about 71% completion percentage. And his QBR is top five. And so it shows you he's really reading the game well, and he's finding his tight end, Tucker Graff, left and right, but he's not turning the ball over. And that's why he belongs in the conversation here, QB IQ, and possibly even MVP if the Packers keep winning games. I'm going to go to C.J. Stroud next and his performance against the San Francisco 49ers. Houston's back was against the wall. Felt like their season was on the line, and he converted for them. 30 of 39, 318 yards, two touchdowns, did have an interception, but he was able to work the ball down the field over and over again. I'll tell you, with C.J. Stroud, I never believed in a sophomore slump. But to me, this was a junior slump. This was a step back this season with the way the team started 0-3. I do feel like in the last few weeks, we've gotten back to the level of quarterback play that you need from C.J. Stroud. In the loss to Seattle, he had that game. I thought he should have ran for more yards. What did he do against San Francisco? He ran for more yards. This is a guy that has the ability to maneuver around the pocket and keep his eyes downfield or to run and pick up the first down with his legs. And like I said, 30 of 39, 77% completion percentage, and also ran to pick up a few third downs with a long 13-yard run to extend the drive and the win over San Francisco. C.J. Stroud, we honor you on QB IQ.
Yeah, I thought I played solid, you know. Thought I distributed the ball well, you know, in pressure situations, getting it out of my hand. I don't think we had any sacks today. So, I think, you know, just me getting the ball in my hand on time definitely helped. Moving the pocket, you know. But, yeah, I would say I played solid. Always things to clean up. But, you know, I'm happy with, you know, how I played. And I'm always, you know, going to stay confident. And even when I lack confidence, like I was telling him outside, like, I got God confidence. You know, I'm not always going to be perfect. I'm not always going to be the best, but I will die on that field if I have to. I love playing this game. I respect this game, my preparation. I take it serious every week. And sometimes you just go lay an egg. So, well, I'm going to leave the pass in the past, but I know what I can do. I know I'm a top guy in this league when I'm rolling. So, but, you know, I just got to keep that going.
And, boy, you are rolling right now. So are the Texans, winning 3 of 4 to turn their season around. There is one thing, Jeremy, that's staring you in the face that is in common with every win versus every loss. The number, 75% completion percentage or higher. 50% in the loss to the Bucs. 46% in the loss to the Seahawks. In every win, 78%, 85%, 77%. He's been able to complete his passes. He's basically taking more of what the defense is giving him, I think, in those games, rather than forcing it downfield. Now, part of that is his defense has played better in some of those games, so he's not chasing points. But when C.J. Stroud gets that completion percentage over 75, his team has yet to lose a game this season. Of course, we'll go inside the mind of quarterback Patrick Mahomes almost every week on QBIQ. Jeremy, don't pull a clip for this week. I don't want to hear from Kermit the Frog after he beat Washington 28-7. Because, again, I didn't think he was that good in the game for the first half. And, yes, he caught fire in the third quarter, but our defense is awful. And we didn't play, you know, complimentary football. Like, he is consistently one of the most up-and-down goats of all time. But his highs, they're higher than, you know, quarterbacks we've ever seen in this league, because he can do all the off-script stuff, sidearm throws, you know, underarm throws, pitch pass. He'll find a way to get the ball to his receiver. He was 25 of 34 for 299 yards. And of course, he had those two picks and three sacks, but when his team needed him most, he delivered. We're going to close out QBIQ, though, by going inside the mind of Drake May. 32-13, Drake May whopped the Cleveland Browns with 282 yards, 18 of 24. Didn't have to throw the ball much. He ran for a good amount of yards. He was sacked 6 times, 5 of those by Myles Garrett. When you get back down, you get up again. And Drake May did, throwing 3 touchdown passes in the win. Here's Drake May.
I think we left some out there in the red zone. True, that's good defense. You know, I thought we moved the ball well. Defense helped us out. They played, God, they played a great game. So, yeah, I think when they did force turnovers, we scored off them, which was good to see. I think we left some out there in the red zone, but you know, we ran the ball, we threw it some, and we got, you know, the one turnover, me, and the one with Travion at the end. So we got to, you know, learn from that. But yeah, they're good defense. They're good up front. They get that for the passer, and I got to do a better job of getting the ball out and knowing the kind of what mode I'm in to get it out.
That was Drake May, and his defense has been playing their ass off. That's been the difference, I think, in the last 3 or 4 weeks for New England. Their defense is playing at the level that a defense does under Mike Vrabel, and the offense is certainly developing. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.